New census figures show there's a huge racial and ethnic gap between the nation's young population and the old. Children throughout the country are far more likely than adults to be Hispanic, Black, or Asian. And the racial differences between the generations are growing faster than expected. This has raised questions about whether the country is prepared for the change. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
Four men all over the age of 50 are playing a game called pickleball at the Thomas Jefferson Community Center in Arlington County, Virginia. The men meet here most mornings to hit a white plastic ball over a net with paddles. It's a little like ping pong without the table. Dozens of other seniors take an aerobics class nearby or work out on exercise equipment. Most of the adults here at the community center are white. But on the other side of the huge gym, which the center shares with a local school, the picture's quite different. More than three-quarters of the students at Thomas Jefferson Middle School are Hispanic, Asian, or Black. More than 30 languages are spoken here. Dozens of flags hang from the ceiling of the main corridor showing all the countries students have come from. Sharon Monde is the school principal.
I think Thomas Jefferson exemplifies the real world. When you look around at our students, they are different colors, they're speaking different languages sometimes, and that's what's, when you go out to go to the mall, that's what you get. When you go to the grocery store, that's what you get.
And new figures from the 2000 census bear her out. The nation has become increasingly diverse over the past decade, and most of that diversity is concentrated in the younger generations. Almost 40% of the nation's children are minorities, compared with 28% of adults. In Arlington County, 54% of the children, and only a little more than a third of adults, are Hispanic, Black, Asian, or some other minority.
I always say demography is destiny, and this is a good example.
William Fry is a demographer with the Milken Institute in Santa Monica, California. He says immigrants are fueling much of the nation's growth, and immigrants tend to be young. Many are in their 20s and 30s, which also happen to be peak childbearing years.
And I think if we fast forward ahead another couple of decades, once the baby boomers retire, who even here in California, where I am now, are going to be largely white when they hit their elderly years, this will be very distinct from the working-aged population, which will be primarily Hispanic and Asian and Black, and the child population, which will be even more likely to be Hispanic and Asian and Black.
Fry says this racial generation gap has huge implications. Intergenerational strains over issues such as school funding and Social Security are likely to grow, and today's winners could be tomorrow's losers.
The interests and the needs of the primarily white elderly population probably won't be taken as seriously by the more multi-hued working-age population who are going to have kids in the school systems and so forth.
He sees the biggest impact coming years down the road. But interest groups are already seizing on the new census figures to make the case that existing policies need to change. Marisa Demio is with the Mexican-American Legal Defense and Educational Fund, also known as MALDEF. She says the numbers should be a wake-up call to the nation's largely white political leaders. She hopes they'll start paying more attention to emerging minorities, if only for their own self-interest.
That majority really needs to take a look at investing in the future of our population, and particularly in people of color, in terms of access to education and access to job opportunities, because these are the folks who are going to be investing into Social Security and supporting the aging white population.
Demio notes that Hispanics are fast becoming the nation's largest minority, but they also have the largest high school dropout rate. She also says more needs to be done to train minorities for highly skilled jobs if the United States wants to maintain a competitive edge in the world. But Susan McManus, a political scientist at the University of South Florida in Tampa, says the demographic shifts won't be easy for some to accept. She's written extensively about intergenerational politics, and she says many seniors already don't want to pay more for schools because they don't like what the schools are doing.
And part of what they don't like, unfortunately, sometimes relates to this cultural diversity.
McManus says some seniors just don't understand the challenges faced by today's schools, especially those with large immigrant populations. She says that's why many schools have started intergenerational programs, such as mentoring or just letting adults use the high school track.
Anything to put the two generations together and to show older people that there are true needs, that it's not all the case that every school system in America is broken and irreparable.
That's why Thomas Jefferson principal Sharon Monde is glad her school's attached to a community center. She says county residents can see for themselves that her students are accomplished and well-behaved. The pickleball players say the county's rapid change has generally been for the good. Bob Kelly says new, young families have reinvigorated the neighborhood he's lived in for 36 years. Although he admits the diversity does take a little getting used to.
It does make you feel uncomfortable for us old-timers. Now, maybe the newer people, the younger kids, you know, don't mind it. But it's not threatening, but it's just a little disconcerting, I think, sometimes to see your old shopping centers, your old neighborhoods just kind of taken over by an ethnic group.
But he says the schools have his support. He knows it's important for them to be good. Another longtime resident, Joe Blackburn, says immigrants here have proved to be valuable workers for his construction business, and he thinks the diverse community has enhanced the lives of his children. He says his son was amazed when he left the area to go to college.
And he was raised in Arlington, he went to all Arlington schools, so he saw a real diverse population here, very diverse, and he's used to that. And all his friends are diverse people. I mean, they're really good people. He went to Virginia Tech, and there's nothing but Caucasians. Nothing, except for, he said, Dad, there's only people who are black, or Hispanic, or Asian, or anything else, play sports. Everybody else is white. He says, I am not used to this.
Blackburn says his son likes being with lots of different kinds of people. Susan McManus, the political scientist, and Marisa Demio of MALDEF both say this could be a beneficial side effect of the racial generation gap. With the nation's young people growing up in an environment far more diverse than their parents, it's just a matter of time before some racial and ethnic barriers begin to fall. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.